News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
An agreement should be reached on a suitable operator for the Kingston Container Terminal KCT by the end of this year. An enterprise team is leading the divestment of the KCT. The government is seeking to grant a long-term concession to a global terminal operator with the necessary experience, market linkages, and capital to operate and expand the terminal through public-private partnership.
Three major players in port facility management have been shortlisted, and hopefully, before the end of the year, we will have engaged one to take control of the operations of the Kingston Container Terminal.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, she was addressing a conference on public-private partnership. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says he's optimistic about the signs of economic growth under the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund.
What a difference a year makes. Flows of resources have resumed from the multilateral agencies we have received thus far in loans and grants in excess of $300 million. Our reserves are rising. Our debt is moving down and growth has returned.
Minister Phillips was speaking at a town hall meeting organized by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCC, on Wednesday. Just under $32 million has been secured for the public sector efficiency program. The funding will consist of loans totaling $25 million from the IDB and the China Company Financing Fund for Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as $6.6 million from the European Commission.
It's worth emphasizing that the EU component is in fact a grant component. We value all of it, and we value the grants as a distinct category.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking at a signing ceremony with the IDB. There are plans to revitalize Jamaica's West Indian Sea Island cotton industry. This will be facilitated through an $11 million agreement between the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation and the Japanese government. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says Sea Island cotton is one of the crops that gives the region its distinct competitive edge due to its superior quality.
There's hardly any competition from other countries when it comes to producing this cotton. It doesn't spoil. You're able to add value to the primary product. It fetches a high price, and it is not known to have suffered from any act of predatory lasting.
And school administrators are being urged to keep graduation expenses for students as low as possible. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says parents have expressed concern that graduation fees are too expensive.
Parents go to the end of their financial tether and borrow money, some of them, for graduation expenses. Yes? And some of them are made to feel as if they are ashamed if the child don't have this or don't buy that. We Jamaicans have to decide what is important and what is poppy show.
The minister was speaking at a Parent Teacher Association PTA meeting at Aloysius Primary School earlier this week. He's also urging parents to make the necessary financial contributions to their child's education. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.